This is Morning Edition. Florence has joined Fran, Floyd, and Matthew as one of the worst storms to ever strike North Carolina. Several rivers continue to rise, highways to Wilmington are cut off, and hundreds of thousands remain without power. In other pockets of the state, people are returning home. Jeff Tiberi begins his report in Mount Olive.
With generators still running, floodwaters receding, and the sun at times peeking through a cloudy sky, Sue Dixon rakes a small pile of pine needles on this Sunday afternoon following the monstrous storm.
Definitely seems like the wind and the rain has lasted much longer.
A massive willow oak, uprooted by the force of Florence, lies horizontal just across the street as a crew of linesmen works to restore power in this neighborhood.
Well, I don't think it's quite as bad as Fran was as far as trees and stuff. And there were more trees down, I think, with Matthew. So I think Matthew kind of cleaned us. Between those two, they've kind of cleaned us out.
Is the worst of it past? Do you feel like you dodged a bullet?
Yes, we definitely feel like we dodged a bullet. Yes, definitely.
Dixon and her husband have lived here for 30 years. They stayed through this storm. Others did not. A few houses down, Ryan Fields stands on his front porch. His wife, Hope, plays with their 18-month-old son, Luke Mack.
He actually did pretty good. We did lose power at her house for about 24 hours, and he did okay, even entertained himself, but the sleeping with no air conditioning, he's kind of like me, he's very hot-natured, and that was not real comfortable for any of us. Sure. But other than that, he did really good.
A few miles away, outside of Goldsboro, several houses are lined with a moat of floodwater. Rain intermittently falls, and on State Highway 117 at Brogdon United Methodist Church, they're busy in the kitchen.
Turn that knob.
Anticipating a flood and the loss of its inventory of ingredients, the owner of nearby Big Jim's Pizza called the pastor, and now he's at work with members of his congregation preparing a community meal for later in the afternoon.
We're making it here, like rolling out the dough and stuff that the Big Jim gave us and then they were taking it outside, cooking them on the grill.
Okay. How good is it right now to have just a purpose and activity, something to keep your mind busy?
Yeah, we've been sitting for 3 days doing nothing, and it's driving us crazy. So just to be able to do something, and we think that that's good for the community too, makes it really nice to be able to help people.
Any sense of normal remains short-lived, with dozens of trees down, several roads flooded, and at one impassable juncture, the very strange smell of salt. The nearby Neuse River is swollen with record rainfall, water from upstream, and storm surge, giving it an aura of ocean water. Wayne County was in relatively decent shape yesterday, at least compared to nearby Duplin, where there were more storm-related deaths, and Cumberland, where the Cape Fear River threatens to crest at a height never before seen. There are different levels and points of stress right now. Back in Raleigh, there's a palpable sense of weariness, where many of the more than 200 evacuees have now spent 6 nights sleeping in the Knightdale High School gymnasium. William James came with his sister from Onslow County. He's a retired Postal Service worker who did 3 tours in Vietnam. This all has been a new experience for the 73-year-old.
No, I've never seen anything like this in North Carolina, and I've been here all my life. I've never seen anything close to this, to be honest with you. Never had to evacuate.
James sits on a folding chair in the corner of the gym. A nebulizer to treat his asthma rests on his right knee. James doesn't yet know when he will get to go home. Despite everything, he remains upbeat.
This guy that sleeps beside me has become a friend of mine. He's from Carteret County. I go to Carteret County occasionally fishing and whatnot, but I wouldn't have met this guy if it hadn't been for the storm. So I think you need to look at the glass of water as being half filled instead of half empty, and then you can see the positive in this experience.
With Florence turning her assault toward the mountains, the worst lies ahead for some. And for others, the long road to recovery is underway. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.